Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends! When I'm a roll on a honey.
Welcome to Contest Day. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday. That means it is Contest Day right here as we come to you live, the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And we'll be here live for the full 2 hours today. For some reason, I was thinking the Rays were playing tonight, but they actually played earlier
this afternoon.
They played
today, and they won, Chris. No, I'm not excited. What are they, 8-2 at home?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. They won today, 8-1.
Yeah, they win on
pretty
the
good.
They can win at home. They can't win on the road, so maybe they'll have at least a 500 season.
If you got to win, win at home. When all the people buy your home tickets, make sure you're winning.
So the Rays dispatched
that was great.
The Detroit Tigers in fine fashion, so we got the full 2 hours tonight for our contest. We'll get that started here in just mere moments. And also, there's been another terrorist attack, once again, this time in Paris. We'll bring you up to date on that. We're going to bring you up to date on the market action and why it acted the way it did today. We're going to talk a little bit more about the O'Reilly situation, because what I was saying here last night, borne out this morning on MSNBC. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're also going to talk about the first gal pal Val. That'd be, of course, Valerie Jarrett.
Right. Oh, and she's always been one of our favorites.
Yeah, she sat for an interview this morning with the hostess of The Morning Joke. And so we're going to go over a little bit what she talked about.
I missed it. Was she critical of Trump?
No, not as much as that, as sort of retrospective.
Oh, boy, there'll be a lot to be retrospective by that group.
The thing that'll probably bring the biggest smile to your face is, according to her, they did not see it coming.
Oh, well, none of them saw it coming. And I'm glad they didn't for our society.
All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. The president just finished a press conference with the prime minister of Italy, And we'll go over a little bit about what he said, because it did affect the markets. Yep. But we got a contest that we got to do today, and we're going to have a winner today. Nick, we need our monitor up in here, please. Contest rules are as such. We're doing a casting
call.
Here
we are, right. The rumors are that CNN maybe be doing a TV series on two of our favorite people. One, Kim Jong-un from North Korea. And then the other group would be Bashar Assad and his wife. And we need somebody to play these people. Who is going to play Kim? Who is going to play Assad and his wife? Well, my thoughts are simply this. I can see for Kim, I'm going to go with Fatty Arbuckle from Our Little Rascals. You remember from long ago?
Oh, yes.
And you can use a dead person or a live person to play Kim, because he could be either one in a few days. Who knows?
Sure.
Now, on the other side of it, I'm going to go with, you know, I thought about this, but I'm going to go with Squeaky Frome and Charles Manson. Now, I know Charles Manson isn't tall enough, but I think they're two pretty bad people, and I think they could play the Bashar family pretty well.
Right, okay. So,
but that's where we're headed.
All right, I can't stand it, so I'm gonna give mine out.
Oh,
too.
Here we go. Oh God.
All right.
Yeah.
So for Bashar al-Assad, for old Bash,
right?
Bash Assad, it would be Rachel Maddow.
For
Bashar al-Assad.
Okay. Yeah. Oh God.
Right?
Okay. Okay. All
and
right.
To play his wife,
right?
Madonna.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
Not bad.
Yeah,
that's
she can
bad.
See. She can see what life is like a little bit on the other side. So
yeah,
to speak.
It would be nice if they get a feel
and
for
now,
what's
now,
going
Kim
on.
Now, Kim Un was the tough one.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I mean, who can do Kim Un?
He's hair challenged.
And then it came
right.
to me.
Who?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi could.
She could pull this off.
Because she's hair challenged, too. And she's body challenged.
She's challenged in a lot of ways.
Yeah, she would be a good one. That's a good one. And you know,
so.
That would add a little spice to it, because she's like a darker shade of pale.
Well, whatever.
So I think that would be good.
All yeah. right. So anyways, she's quite the actress. So it would be quite the challenge. You know, it was a toss-up between her and Oprah.
Yeah. I think Whoopi deserves it, because I think the way she acts, Oprah's at least seems somewhat civil.
Yes.
Whoopi, off
yeah.
the wall.
She's off
so,
the wall.
Yeah, she would be, yeah. She'd be great. She'd be real
all
good.
All right, so we want to hear your contest entries, 407-774-8255. The lines are open. I was going to say the party lines, but the contest lines
I see the lights.
Are open. And you are playing for a huge, huge prize package.
Our estimate, right? Like $380?
Over $400
probably
now.
Probably just about
yeah.
$400 estimate
yeah.
value. Wow.
$20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Jerry and Jana Shepherd.
Now, that's a giant pizza and a couple of martinis.
And
pretty
Jerry
nice.
And Jana, of course, that's Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. Yep. And they now also treat BMWs. $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick Brown, who couldn't be here tonight. He sends his best. He'll be back next week. And then you get the free massage for two at Relax
right.
and Comfort in the
right.
Serenity Room with a gift basket, a little goodies there. And then you get the life-size cutout of
whatever
Trump.
Yeah,
Reagan,
your dog,
yeah,
whatever you would like. I mean,
you got it.
And these are like 6 foot tall. If you want the
life
cutout.
Size,
yeah, life size. We have a, you know, Donald Trump cutout right here. We talk
yeah.
to him every day when we're done for advice.
Nick tells us everybody comes in here has to shake his hand because
yeah,
he's holding it out.
We're making some money on that one. No one doesn't realize.
We should charge
yeah.
a dollar a shake, right?
That's exactly right.
And so speaking of shaking, you can go over for the other prize, Chill Cryo Sauna.
Yeah.
And believe me, this you won't come out trembling. You'll come out feeling a little cold, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's only 3 minutes, and the benefits of doing this.
That's what I think
we're
is great
back.
Because you know when you sit in a whirlpool or you sit yeah. in an ice thing, it's always a
you know
lot
what?
Longer. You know, to get whatever you perceive as the effect. Here, 3 minutes, you're out, you feel good, and on your way.
It's the sort of the same thing, but
yeah.
more effective.
Yeah.
And we got us Nick set up for he's going to be he's going to be a bit of a guinea pig for us right there, Nick.
I'm excited about that. It'll be the day after the half marathon.
He's going to run a half
marathon. Oh, he's going to do that after the half marathon?
And then he's going to do that, so he'll be able to tell us.
Well, let us know what the recovery aspect is compared to the other times, Nick. We want an honest answer.
I will. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, and good luck with the marathon. He is, after all, the marathon man.
He is. I mean, that one story at Disney when he run. What's he run on? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Forget it.
Yeah, this
guy runs too much.
All right. Let's get our first contest entry in before we take a break, and we got to get to some news, too. Demetra, thank you for calling. You're up first tonight.
All right. How you guys?
Everybody's hey, Demetra.
Doing well.
Good.
How are you?
Excellent. Everything and yourself?
Good. Very good. Very
good.
Got you on the phone. All right. For Kim Jong, whatever his last name is, sicko.
Yeah.
I have Chris Farley.
That's
Chris
a very
Farley.
Good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Farley, I mean, he fits, yeah, he does fit
he could pull
the
it
image.
Off. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
And for Assad and his wife, well, I heard he's out of a job, so I think we can pick Bill O'Reilly. He's very tall. Arrogant. And rude.
You got some point there.
Arrogant, rude, and tall, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I hate what happened to him, but let's face it, he wasn't exactly, you know, the best person on conservative. And for the wife, Megyn Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Everything.
So you're Megyn going with the Fox Kelly. Combo, X-Fox combo. Wow, look at that. It's like a sandwich, you know.
I like that.
O'Reilly Kelly.
And as far as O'Reilly goes, they say this was sexual and verbal harassment. The guy, he's an arrogant jerk. And that's basically, I think, what got him in trouble. You know, but anyway, it is what it is. All right, so Farley, O'Reilly, and Kelly, you
Very
are down.
Good.
You set the pace, Demetra. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, she jumped on Farley. That's going to be a tough one to beat.
Yeah, it is. As I said, we'll get into a little bit more because, as I said, O'Reilly is an act in a much larger play that's going on at Fox.
Right.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about it after the break. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Who would play Assad? Who would play his wife? Who would play Kim Jong-un if you were casting a prospective CNN?
We're off and running.
Quickly. Drama.
I know. I'm glad she called. We haven't heard for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know, glad to hear from her.
Probably the size of the prizes drew her out.
All right. You know? We want to hear from you, too. 407-774-8255. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Getting heavier on I-4, eastbound, slow from the beach line to the turnpike, then heavy John Young Parkway to Lee Road. That's more than 30 minutes. Slow Maitland to 434 and 46A to the bridge. Westbound delays, Princeton to Michigan, John Young Parkway to the turnpike, Sand Lake to 535 and heavy past 192. Three crashes along 436 now, one at Curry Ford Road, one at Aloma, and one before University Boulevard. On the 408, you're slow and go eastbound from Pine Hills over to I-4. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Money.
That's right. The money man spoke today. The money men, I should say.
Yep.
Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, spoke first, and then Donald Trump spoke, the President of the United States. And both of their words caused a little market action today.
Well, we
right
had a
there.
Nice little bump. You know, we were up 174 points, right?
Not at the
a
close,
bad day
yeah.
on the Dow. The NASDAQ hit a new all-time record. Not bad.
Yeah.
And but I think what you said particularly is just when he came out and talked about tax reform, you know, you see your,
Mnuchin.
Yeah, you see your movement upwards, and then here
that
comes,
started earlier today.
That started earlier, then here comes Trump following up, you know, near the end.
Right.
You know, talking about health care, and he expects a vote late next week. So I hope they take this serious, because I myself, like most Americans, I want these two things done. You get that done, you got my vote.
Well, this has sort of been a seesaw or teeter-totter ride. You remember the old
right.
teeter-totter, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're up and you're down, you're up
yeah.
and you're down, because one day we hear tax reform ain't going to happen this year. Next day we hear it's on the verge of happening.
Right.
Here's the thing, and we've been telling you this on the show here. In May, the budget resolution possibility expires
right.
for 2016, the fiscal year. All
right.
And that's they need that in order to come through with the tax cuts.
Right.
Otherwise, it takes a big, huge process in the Senate, 60 votes and all that business, unless they're going to do the nuclear option. And that's not going to happen. So we're going to have an answer by May. Okay.
Right.
In May, we will know, because that's when the opportunity expires. They will either get it done or not. If they do not get it done, the chances for any kind of real, any kind of legislative repeal or replace to Obamacare disappears. They can still do stuff at the cabinet level,
right.
but that will be limited. And the tax cuts will be puny, if at all. All right. Everything counts on health care reform and the tax savings
right.
that occur in this first budget resolution to make the whole thing work.
Because you mentioned it would be $1 trillion plus in the
right.
health care situation,
right.
which look what that means.
Right. Now, I suppose in the next budget resolution, they could still deal with the health care as they're doing it now, but the tax part goes away. In other words, they could still do the changes to health care in that resolution, but then you miss out on
right.
the second bump.
And how you are
see,
you going to justify some
right.
of your tax cuts?
You see, the significant opportunity
right.
that lies in the Republicans' hands right now
mm-hmm.
is they have back-to-back budget resolutions that they can use to pass legislation with. And this is a rare opportunity, and if they don't take advantage of it, what we will get will be far diminished.
And do you think these town hall meetings in the last few weeks might have shown them a little bit of the anger of the American people?
Well, unfortunately, I think it spooks the Republicans to shy away.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, we talked about
yeah.
Joni Ernst yesterday.
I know, that was ridiculous.
Cowering down.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's not on the offensive, she's on the defensive. They won the election. Can't they get
you don't
it through
win a game by
skulls?
Just playing defense, right?
No.
Got to score.
You would have thought she would have learned that
mm-hmm.
in the Army. She was a colonel,
mm-hmm.
for God's sake. You know, so it's, but she's bowing down to political pressure and political
well,
expediency. But
Trump came out the day
and
said next week.
My opinion, she's reading the politics wrong. Let's get Pat in on the contest. Pat, you're up next. Thanks for calling tonight. We really appreciate that.
Okay, I enjoy y'all's program very much, and I always listen to it when I can.
Thank
All
you
right,
for
Pat.
That.
My one is for
Kim.
The North Korean.
Yeah, that's we call him Little Kim.
Little Kim, yeah, is Obama.
Obama for Kim.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's a little skinny though, but I mean, you know.
He could put on some.
He, you know, weighed down our country. So anyway.
Oh, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, what a statement!
I like that.
Good one.
Yeah.
And then the one for Assad would be Nancy Pelosi for the wife.
Right. Very appropriate.
And I think it's Bonnie Frank.
Oh, from, Barney, our favorite guy. Yeah.
Yeah, up in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
They said he caused that housing bubble.
Yeah, Barney.
He caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, the Democrats who put...
And he was a lying pig. Yeah. That's the nicest thing I could say about
so
the guy.
So him for Assad.
Yeah. All right.
Very good.
Excellent. All right, Pat.
And she went straight political people, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, no movie stars,
right,
nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Good job, Pat.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, enjoy your program. Keep up the good work.
All
Thank
right.
you. That's exactly what we're going to do. Try to, anyway.
Barack Obama, though. Think about that. Looks like he might have been on. Could you imagine if Kim could get himself down to that light? Yeah. No, not going to happen.
All right, he could wear one of those fat suits like who did that in the movie?
I know, where you blow yourself up.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
Let's get Frank's contest entry in. Frank, how you doing?
Healthy and prosperous, guys. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Frank.
God bless
okay.
you. And thanks again for calling in that power prayer.
That was good. Wow.
Give the glory to God, guys.
Yep. Well,
amen, brother.
Something went right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to go with James Brolin and Barbara Streisand.
As Assad and wife?
Yes.
That's good.
Their politics are similar, too. So.
You got that right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then I'm going to go with Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid as Kim Jong-un.
That's
there you
fun.
Go.
Yeah, I can see him getting into the part. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, you know, if CNN does this, we'll be excited to see these actors.
All right. Excellent, Frank. God bless
all right,
you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Thanks so much for being out there.
I like how competitive Frank is, boy. He just comes out there and wham.
Yeah.
You know?
So the signs are that they're closer than ever. To get back to the market being up and the healthcare thing, the signs are they're closer than ever to actually getting something done. And as I said, we're going to find out, because if they're going to follow through with big stuff, it's got to get done by May. And that's why Trump said today that he expects it'll happen in a vote
but Chris,
by the end of next week.
You know they all know that. All those politicians have to know that. They can't not know that.
If they didn't know it before, I'm sure they know it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. So they feel the pressure, too. So.
Well, they better know it.
Yeah.
So it is still doable. They're still working hard to do it. But we're going to have a resolution pretty soon, one way or the other. And
to me, it's exciting.
Yeah,
I'm looking for these two problems to be resolved and move Trump into the upper atmosphere.
Right. All right, let's get Wayne's contest entry before we have to take another break. When we come back from that break, we're going to talk about this terrorist attack in Paris. Yeah. Go ahead, Wayne. We appreciate you being there.
Hey, guys. Listen, I've only got one, but it's perfect. for little Kim, that buffoon, Alec Baldwin. If that ain't him, I don't know who he is.
Well, that's a good one. Alec Baldwin for little Kim.
It's Alec.
Yeah.
Baldwin, yes.
Alfred Baldwin.
That's the one. Yeah, it is Alec. Yeah, okay. You just don't want to take a stab with Assad and his wife? Just anything like
that? No, I don't know his wife. I can't think of anybody for Assad. But that impish face of Alec Baldwin and his...
Yeah.
I mean, if that ain't... Kim, I've never seen him.
In other words, you would like to punch him out.
I could see him. I could see him getting into that role, that's for sure. All right. Thanks, Wayne.
All right, guys.
Appreciate you being there. All right. Yeah. So that's the idea. Who would be Kim Jong-un, Bashar al-Assad, and Assad's wife?
You know, we might have created a skit for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, maybe
Think
so.
About those. There's three characters?
Maybe we have. All right, as I said, we'll tell you about the terrorist attack in Paris that happened earlier this evening, their time, and a police officer is dead. It was another Islamic extremist, just like the one in Fresno, and contrary to what the police chief out there thinks. Also, we're going to talk a little bit more about this O'Reilly thing and follow up on what I was talking about last night. Right, because this is, as I said, it's an act in a much larger play going on at Fox. All right? And that no pun intended out there. So we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Please stay with us.
Florida can't be still when old Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. people down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Benson.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two police officials say the assailant who shot a police officer to death and wounded two others on Paris's Champs-Élysées had been flagged as an extremist. The officials had no other details about the attacker. He was shot to death after opening fire on a police van. President Donald Trump says a strong Europe is very, very important to the United States. Mr. Trump's comments come in advance of Sunday's presidential election in France, a contest that has high stakes for the future of the European Union. Mr. Trump supported Britain's decision to leave the EU and has previously said he expects other countries to do the same. But on Thursday, the president said a strong Europe was in everyone's advantage. He did not specifically weigh in on the French election. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 174 points to 20,579. The NASDAQ rose 54. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Nick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. A body has been found about a mile off New Smyrna Beach, but the U.S. Coast Guard says it doesn't know whether it's the body of an 8-year-old boy who disappeared in the ocean off New Smyrna Beach last weekend. The boy was swimming with his sister when he was swept out by a rip current. Volusia County Beach Safety says it will not suspend its search for the boy until it can confirm the body's identity. A tour helicopter made an emergency landing this morning along Sand Lake Road and Kirkman Road. The pilot reportedly heard a loud noise before landing the copter. Two passengers on board, nobody hurt, though. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Tigers 8-1 this afternoon, brought to you by Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, Porky's Real Head Barbecue in Apopka, and Quinco Sports Academy Winter Park. The Rays will welcome Houston tomorrow night with our pregame show starting at 6:30. Another possible terror attack in Paris, and the stock market finishes way up. Get your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same. Soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and Relax and Comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Definitely heavier on I-4 eastbound. You're going to be slow from the beach line to Kirkman and then stop and go in spots from John Young Parkway up to 434 and 46A to the bridge. Also heavy on the westbound side. Slowdowns Princeton to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike. Sand Lake to 535. Still heavy past 192. 417 northbound. A crash reported at the Curry Ford Road Toll Plaza. You're going to be heavy on 1792 from Colonial Drive clear up to Maitland at Horatio Avenue. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring. including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
All right. We love you, folks. Thank you so very much for listening. That's right. We're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And later on a delayed basis, we'll be up on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. We're so very proud and privileged and honored, blessed to be on the radio and you folks out there listening. And we know it.
Chris, have you had a unicorn frappuccino?
No, I don't drink that stuff.
I don't think I'm ever going to have one.
I don't drink that
stuff.
I did
laugh, though. I saw them. They were interviewing somebody. And this is really funny. The guy goes, you know, they're trying to promote Starbucks. And he goes, this absolutely tastes terrible. I couldn't believe he said it. You know? I'm not a fan of Starbucks either. They walk down the liberal alley, and I'm not supporting
them. I just drink water and that moonshine they serve down here to Cafe Positano, right?
Ooh,
all right, so we got a contest. We got a full bank of calls. I want to get to them in just a moment. But there was another terrorist attack in Paris earlier today, and one police officer was shot dead. Two others were wounded, and the attacker was evidently killed.
Right, that's correct.
And this guy was another one who was on the list.
Do you think it was John Smith? No. I'm afraid he's another one of our friends from...
Yeah, where? He was a Muslim extremist, right. And he was on the list. His name had popped up to authorities, but nothing came of it until today.
They said he used an AK-47, a lot of shots fired.
That's amazing to think that a man could get an AK-47 in a country where you can't get AK-47s.
Don't you think the minute that comes out, you know what you're against?
Well, the point being, you can't buy an AK-47 legally in France.
Right?
So where did he get it? So there's so much for, you know, if we just did away with guns, why everything would be just fine.
Well, it would be a slaughter of slaughter.
It's amazing that he didn't kill any more than one police officer. And then ultimately he's ended up dead himself.
Don't you wonder, though, how much, in all seriousness, vacation money will be lost by France over the summer?
Because money?
Yeah, tourist money. I would think they'd lose 40% of the business.
I don't know if it's going to be that much, but certainly I would think that people rethink. You know, they had a truck attack over there not too long ago.
Right.
Now this... Where does it go from
Remember
here?
Remember the restaurant attack?
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a festering problem, that is for sure. And at least it is being called a terrorist attack, unlike this thing in Fresno that happened day before yesterday, where the chief of police is calling it a hate crime. Well, tell me something that I don't know. Any crime of this nature is a hate crime. When the guy says he hates whites and he goes out to kill whites, or if the person said he hates blacks or blues or reds or greens or whatever, it is obvious that, but it was much more than that. And the police chief recognized and confirmed that he did shout Allahu Akbar.
I know.
What has that got to do with white? Right?
You know,
if it was really about hate crime against whites, why wasn't he shouting, I hate you bunch of white crackers, you No, it was Allahu Akbar.
Yep.
That's Islamic terrorism. He was calling out to his God so that his God might see what he was doing, so that he might get his reward in the Muslim paradise. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
And yet, Chief of Police of Fresno... No, it's a hate crime.
Well, remember, that's a sanctuary city.
You know, and we are big supporters of police around here. And I'd like to think that he's being pressured from above, but I didn't get that impression. By the way, the first gal pal Val revealed today who they are looking for as up-and-coming candidates.
Who they have?
The Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
No, the type of person they're looking for.
Oh, the type of person.
Yeah.
Who would they be looking for?
We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show.
Okay.
Eddie is up next in the contest tonight.
Eddie,
then Bo. Eddie, you're up next. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, thanks for keeping us current on all the good stuff. Love your comments.
Thank you.
So for Kunan Ungungun, whatever the Kun is.
Kim. Right? Little Kim.
Right.
Little Kim. Well, I got Joe Pesci playing him.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
All right.
And then for Assad, I've got Morticia and Gomez Adams from the Adams family.
Oh, that would be real great.
The movie or the TV show?
Yep.
From the movie or the TV show, Adam's Family?
The TV show.
All right, yeah, I was going to say, that will be the TV show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Morticia.
Yeah.
You know, because he's always so nonchalant, and that's how Assad comes across.
That's right.
Country's going to hell in a handbasket, and he's just calm and collected, you know.
Smoking his
cigars.
Now,
I wonder if the guy's just drugged up. I mean, you're right.
Smoking cigars.
Looks like he's oblivious to everything.
Hey, Assad's got his good side.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Chris. Oh, yeah, right.
All right. Hey, thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it, man.
Bye,
excellent
okay.
job. All right. And then Bo is up next. Hey, Bo, how you doing
Bo
this
Diddley.
Evening?
Yeah. Hello, gang. It's Bo sitting on the porch having some real grape juice. I'm giving us a lot of serious talk. I'm the casting director, and I put John Goodman as Tim June and one of, you know, Tim June or Mary, whatever his name is.
Right.
And for the other two, I've got Leo DiCaprio and Jane Fonda. And I told all my money backers that they can do miracles with makeup. And
Jane Fonda's a good one.
Definitely win an Oscar, and they're so smart they'll try and split it three ways. That's all I got to say.
Wait, don't go away. Who was it for Assad himself or got Jane Fonda?
DiCaprio?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep.
And
yep.
Jane Fonda.
Leonardo.
And who was Little Kim?
Makeup can do wonders.
All right. And who was Kim Jong-un?
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
That's a good one. Yeah, John Goodman's a good one.
I promised them one of them will win an Oscar, and they'll probably try to split it three ways.
All right. Thanks, Bo.
I can see Goodman with the haircut there. Yeah, I can see him. That would be good.
All right, let's get to Steve. He is up next. Steve, thank you for calling this evening. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. For Little Kim... Costello.
Abbott and Costello?
Oh, Costello. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. O'Reilly. I mean, not O'Reilly. Assad and his wife?
Well, I'm going to go with Bill O'Reilly and then Pocahontas.
Oh, Pocahontas.
Yeah, she is a pretty nasty witch, so she might fit in there pretty well.
Yeah,
that's pretty
right,
well.
That's right. You know what I mean? Yeah, she's got.
I don't think she's Bill's type, though.
You know, she is suffering from Trump envy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think the women on The View are as well. All right, Russell. I mean, Steve, thanks. We appreciate that. Appreciate you calling in tonight. Great entries.
Costello. And, I mean, Costello. Wow.
Yeah,
Well, you know, I had a Fatty Arbuckle for Kim.
All right, Russell is up next. Russell, thanks for calling this evening. How you doing?
See, there you already called my name out before it was time.
Yeah, getting you on the on-deck circle there. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to go with Billy Bob Thornton for Kim Raccoon Young.
Thornton, yeah. Okay.
Billy Bob Thornton, yeah.
Billy Bob, all right.
And we got to keep Bill and Hillary back in office, but out of the USA.
So that would be Assad and his wife. So which one would be Assad and which one would be the wife?
Hillary would be Assad. She'd strap a rocket to Billy and send him to wherever.
I don't think Hillary could be as quiet as Mrs. Assad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
Good job, Russell.
All right, Russell.
Thanks for being out there. Bye. All right, appreciate you. Appreciate you being there.
Boy, they're slamming them across. All
right,
I love it.
Let's get right to Ed. Ed, you're up next. How you doing this evening, Ed?
Hey, we doing tonight, guys?
All right, good.
Excellent. Go ahead.
All right. For Assad, Adrian Brody.
Brody. Mm-hmm. All right, got it. Yeah.
For the wife, Chelsea Handler.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that again?
Chelsea Handler.
All right, Chelsea Handler. Yeah. Okay.
And for Kim Jong-un, Margaret Cho.
Margaret.
Look, you got to see her picture.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
She needs the haircut.
She needs the haircut.
She's hair challenged.
Hey, that's all right.
Brody's definitely got the nose to pull off Assad.
He does. Yeah.
He's tall and skinny.
Yep.
And Handler, she just needs to tease that hair. That's all.
That's it. That's right.
Look at this.
That's all in the hair and the nose.
Yeah.
All right, Ed, good work. Yeah, see, he's casting by looks.
Yeah, I noticed. See? I mean, some are casting by, you know, different personality traits. He's going with maybe with emphasis on the hair.
Right.
I don't know.
See, I was kind of going by looks, too.
Yeah.
Right?
I was too physical.
Facade, Rachel Maddow. It's that long. It's the long neck thing. Right?
I know.
All right. Thanks, Ed. God bless you. Appreciate you being out there.
I'm just figuring if she's a sod, and what happens to the wife?
All right. Let's get to that'd be Madonna. All right. Rick is up next. Rick, thanks for being there, my friend. How you doing this evening?
Doing well, gentlemen.
Excellent.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, Mike. Hey, for the funny little fat kid.
That's our guy.
As John McCain calls
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Man, I know.
The man.
You've seen that guy go on his rants on his show.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, yeah. He's quite the character.
Yeah, but according to his testimony in his divorce case or his custody case, he's a performance artist.
That's why I say he's quite the character.
Performance artist, right?
I don't know. All I know how to do is be me. I can't be anybody else. I tried, but I couldn't do it.
He didn't have any chili today, so he was coherent.
Okay. Alex Jones for Kim Jong-un. Yeah. How about Assad and his wife?
Okay. For Assad and his wife, I say this kid in Georgia, Ossoff.
Ossoff.
Debbie was a man, Schultz.
Oh.
See, that's pretty good. The kid in Georgia, you know, you're right. If he was even a little taller, he'd come pretty close. You know?
And he's clueless.
He just looked like he's totally lost. So I agree with you. That's a good one.
The only thing is, Assad's probably a lot smarter than that doofus in Georgia, right? All right.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, you're in it, man.
Thanks, guys.
God bless you. Appreciate you, brother. All right.
If Demi Wasserman Schultz was your mate and you were the head of Syria, do you think she'd be your mate very long? You know how cruel he is.
Either she or I would be dead.
Yeah, well, somebody's not going to be around. If she was my mate, I don't think it's going to work out well.
That country wouldn't be big enough
for
both of us.
That's what I'm saying is, boy, I don't know about
that one. Let's get one more entry in before we take another break, and it is going to be Roy. Hey, Roy, how you doing this evening?
Really enjoy your show. Can you hear me all right?
All right, Roy.
We sure can. Thank you for the comments. We appreciate that. Appreciate the compliment.
Well, the couple would be John Kerry and Ashley Judd.
I was wondering when somebody would say John Kerry.
Bring him into action. And you're right. He's a tall, geeky-looking guy.
Yeah, and Ashley Judd. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, she's pretty nasty. She's pretty nasty.
Indeed. Indeed.
Now, for what's his name?
Little Kim.
Hong Dong, whatever his name is.
One Hong Dong.
I hope we're not limited to cartoon characters. Because,
anything you want to go.
Okay, Porky Pig, but I guess this guy wears pants.
Porky Pig's good. That's real good.
But that's all, folks. You know, that's
that's all, folks. Okay.
And Porky Pig has a few hair spikes. You know what I mean?
He's pretty cool. But those are mine, so I thought you
got it. Yeah, Porky's got the face for it, that's for sure.
I like it when they bring in some cartoon characters. That was real good. Porky Pig.
Make sure we got your phone. All right.
Yep.
Same to you, brother. And make sure we got your phone number.
To a political size, and he brings a cartoon character, Porky Pig.
Yep. That's all, folks. We got to take a break. But we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about a little bit more what's going on over to Fox. Stick around, please.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
On I-4 eastbound, slowdowns from the beach line to Kirkman, and then heavy delays from John Young Parkway up to 434. That's going to take you 45 minutes. 46A to the bridge, also heavy. Westbound side, Fairbanks to Michigan will be heavy. Slow John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to 535 and heavy past 192. 408 eastbound from Pine Hills to I-4 is heavy, and it's slow from 436 to the 417. We've got a crash at University and Hall Road. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
Jungle.
Take you back to the old Predators days.
Oh, I know. That's right. Welcome to the jungle, Guns N' Roses. You know, you're not kidding, man. The place lit up.
This, I think, is going to be our theme music for Vladimir Putin.
All right. You think we can get him on the
show?
I swear they start off,
I don't know the lyrics of this tune, but it sure sounds like it starts off, oh, Vladdy was a nightmare.
It sounds like that. Or was he saying Bloody Mary? I don't know. You know?
Jungle. The best part's coming up. It's this harmonica right here.
Look at that. Yep. Chris, you're a swinging guy from South Philly that loves all the chicks, you know?
All right. Welcome you and back the gator to the American with the heater. Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, where you're going to get it all.
Chris, I do have a quick question for you, though, about Fox. This is real quick. If I work for Fox, and, you know, they have some relatively attractive women that work there, right?
Get run off.
If I said to the woman, you're really foxy, where do I stand?
On the outside.
But she works for Fox.
You'll be standing on the outside along with Bill O'Reilly.
Maybe he said, hey, you know, you're pretty foxy, whatever that means.
Well,
you know?
It's a different day and age. You know, we have a guest on our Score show.
Right.
All right. This weekend, her name is Belinda Brown, and she's actually here from France, and she's becoming a citizen. Soon to be a citizen, and she is an executive coach.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's all a part, if you listen to the show, that's all a part of coaching is that we all sort of box ourselves in. And she referred specifically to women, African Americans, any minority. Once you begin to identify yourself as the minority, you begin to identify yourself as a victim, as part of that victimized group. You are the minority. And by simply being a minority, you're out of the good times because you're the minority.
Remember we were talking about political prison?
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what, in her
own
way.
Step right into your own political prison.
And that's what she tries to get people to get out of. Mm-hmm. In particular, now women. Mm-hmm. Women have more opportunities than men in this day and age.
Yeah, I think they better be very careful, because we know what the statistics are on college graduates. As we talked about earlier, there's more women graduating from college today than men. Over 41% of the men who are millennials don't even make $30,000 a year. You know, so women better be a little bit careful. And then when you watch women's marches and you see these toilet mouth, foul mouth women who are out there for the liberal set, I mean, what do they expect somebody to say to them? I can see some pretty nasty words being exchanged, and they could be on a sexual plane because the women are projecting a sexual plane.
Well, that's why I say that Elizabeth Warren and people like that were at those speaking at those marches are suffering from Trump envy. It is Freudian. It is Freudian.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about Freud and what he talked about when he talked about envy, you know what I'm talking about here. You see, they want to outdo men, because they don't really aren't comfortable with being women.
Do you think, though, that anybody in their lifetime ever thought Elizabeth Warren was hot? Not.
I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
But see, I'm calling it Trump envy, because they want to be him.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that the way they're acting is somehow acting like him. See, he is the ultimate alpha male. Right, Barack Obama was not an alpha male, so he wasn't a threat.
No.
Right, Bill Clinton was—he was Bubba, right? Everybody wanted to sleep with Bubba, so that was okay too. Right, right. But see, anybody that's a threat to them, they despise and detest it, and yet want to be it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Trump envy in this day and age, and that's what they are suffering from. It has a lot to do with their upbringing and their schooling. Fox, MSNBC, they were talking about this morning. They had the New York Times reporter who broke the story and was following through on it. And they revealed some things that I talked about yesterday. The two sons that are now running the Fox empire, and it is an empire, Fox is just a part of
certainly.
It, are James and Lofton Murdoch. Lofton is described as an outdoorsman. In other words, he's out there spending Papa's money, not having too much to do with the business.
Okay. All right. So he's a bum.
Right.
Rich bum.
Let's just say he's staying out of the way. Yeah. Let's put it kindly.
It's a nice way to put it.
All right, because James is up to no good. Mm-hmm. James is the one behind the changes that are just now in the infancy stage at Fox. Started with Roger Ailes. Now it's gone to Bill O'Reilly. More is coming. Mark my words. As it was described this morning by the hosts of and hostess of the Morning Joke, James Lofton was given what they called the leverage. I described it yesterday as an opportunity. They called it the leverage to do, and I quote, what he has always wanted to do. You see, James Lofton is one of those, how did they put it yesterday? Oh, yes, forward-thinking individuals.
Which we identify as backward.
Well.
In, forward they think is progressive.
Right. So,
they think it's something else.
He has plans to make Fox more forward-thinking. And, of course, that's to the delight at MSNBC and CNN, because it's going to give them finally a shot at the ratings. And by the way, the advertiser business and all of that was only part of the story. And as we told you yesterday, and Carl pointed this out to me, Carl Jackson, our colleague, he pointed out that a lot of these advertisers weren't advertisers even in America.
Right,
they were advertisers overseas, right? Whatever. Well, right. Guess what Fox has been trying to do actually for a number of years? It was spoiled by the surveillance scam, the phones listening scam in the Obama administration when it was revealed we were listening to Angela Merkel and other of our allied leaders, that we were listening in on their phones. Does that sound familiar, listening in on phones? Well, that thwarted a big deal that Fox was trying to get done, and now the opportunity has risen again. I will explain that deal and why the firing of O'Reilly was crucial to that deal happening when we get back with more of the American Adversaries. We are the voice to be reckoned with, titans of talk radio, and we're going to lay it on you when we get back, brothers and sisters. Amen.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
Welcome back for hour number two of Contest Thursday. Get those entries in. We will have a winner tonight, and we got the whole second hour of the show to do it.
And boy, we got some prizes.
Oh, we do.
Tremendous.
And we got some great entries already in, but that doesn't mean you can't have the winner. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. That is the contest line number and the comment line number.
Did you notice we had a lot of women tonight that have called in?
Yeah, so
that's
far.
Tremendous.
That's great. 407, as you heard me say the number, we're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And, of course, AM660TheAnswer.com. And don't forget to download the free WORL-FM AM app into your smart device by going to the App Store and finding the Answer Orlando app. It is free. Do it today, please. And then later on, we'll be on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, and we're very honored to be a part of that Red Nation rising up. Okay. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath, Nick Lo Cicero. The Marathon Man is on the bridge. Once again, the contest is...
Okay, what it is, there's rumors that CNN, the Criminal News Network, is contemplating series on both of these individuals. One is,
by the way, this is a rumor of our
own
creation.
That's right.
It's one of our own creation.
Our own. This is part of the contest. We're creative people.
We're creating fake news.
We need someone to play Kim Jong-un, and we also need someone that can actually say his name. No, then we also need two people to play Bashar Assad and his wife.
One each.
In another series.
Right.
So it'll be one and then two. And give us these actors because, boy, we've had a great selection tonight.
All right.
All backgrounds, cartoon characters, people who are dead, whatever.
The last entry from Roy was Porky Pig for Kim Un and John Kerry and Ashley Judd for Assad and his wife.
See, some are going like, you know, physical. Some are going intellectual.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, Demetra started us off with Ken Farley as Un. And Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly as the Assads.
See, I thought that was real good, actually.
Yeah, both entries. Yeah.
Wow.
And then our friend Jerry from Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, right? Jerry
Shepard.
He's
usually strong.
Yeah, he says, for Kim Un, it should be the guy who played Newman on Seinfeld, Wayne Knight.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? He's got the belly for it, that's for sure.
Yeah,
right?
I
can see him with that haircut.
Oh, Chris.
I can see him with that haircut. All right, we got some more entries coming in now. We do have a couple of lines open. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get back to the contest, while we get some more entries, entrance up, Tim and Steve, we'll get to you both. Just once again, a little review of the news. There was another terrorist attack in Paris this evening. One police officer shot dead, two wounded. The perpetrator, the terrorist, did this with an AK-47.
Right.
You know, and for all you gun control folks out there, let's take a look at, like, say, the last two terrorist attacks in Paris. Mm-hmm. All right, one was perpetrated with an AK-47. How many did he kill?
Too many.
Well, no, with the AK-47, I just said, how many did he kill? One.
One.
He wounded two. All right. Now,
and there are a lot of shots fired, too.
Yeah, but he killed one, wounded two. Now, by comparison, when that joker drove the truck through the crowd, how many did he kill?
Lots.
Oh, it was like three dozen. See, it doesn't matter the form or the method or the tool that a terrorist uses. If they choose to do harm to people, they will find a way to do it. And guns have got nothing to do with it. It's all about the hatred in these people's hearts.
And I also think, like you say, Chris, that the scariest thing is this tool of vehicles. I mean, you know, anybody can get
The scariest thing are the Muslim extremists.
Yeah.
By the way, Donald Trump today in the interview, with the press conference with the Italian prime minister, the subject of the Islamic State came up, and he said, we're just going to have to do away with them. There's just no other choice about it.
Yeah.
Just going to have to do away with them.
Well,
and he promised to do that during the campaign.
No, I like what he's doing. I think you'll agree with me. So
yeah. And by the way, we were just before we went to the break talking about this deal that got O'Reilly fired. We don't know the particulars, but I can imagine O'Reilly was a chore of a boss to work for. And for you know, people who are a little soft, I can imagine he could rub them the wrong way pretty easily. And as far as the comments, I don't know what the man said or didn't said, but what I've heard so far is pretty tame stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the
man.
And by the way, he's never been accused of doing anything of the nature that Bill Clinton
did. Nothing physical.
I
haven't heard anything physical involving this guy.
Right.
It's just comments. And do you know, Chris, if you actually supposedly stare at a woman the wrong way, that could be sexual harassment in your place of business?
I feel sorry for men.
This is terrible.
Men in their 20s and 30s.
I do, too.
I kind of feel sorry for myself in this respect.
you know.
Just kidding.
You're
sorry.
On the upper ceiling on this.
I've had my shots. But for guys in their 20s and 30s.
I do, too.
I mean, it's just like you said, you look at a woman the wrong way, and you're suddenly.
All of a sudden, you're sitting in jail.
Yeah. I mean, much less give a woman a compliment.
No, I understand. You know? Can you imagine the next business party that you go to? Or how about the next Christmas party? Okay, listen, why don't all you women stand on one side of the room and all you men in the other and just carry your conversation and see y'all later?
The woman that evidently started all of this years ago was Wendy Walsh, who was on regular guest on his show. And evidently she had emails that he had sent her. Once again, I don't know the content of the emails. But she's a clinical psychologist.
Oh,
and
boy.
You would think that if a guy was coming on to her the wrong way or said the wrong
thing, she would say something.
The first time she would say something.
Hey, buddy, I don't appreciate this. I don't even know you.
What the heck did us all that education if it don't do her a bit of good?
How about standing up early?
I mean, what's she going to do if a patient comes in and a client comes in and says, Dr. Walsh, you know, I got this boss. He works over at Fox. He's always riding me, and he's sending suggestive emails and stuff. Well, what are you doing about it? Well, I don't know what to do about it because my job's in being threatened. Oh, okay. Well, just take it, and then take it for a while, and then take him to the cleaners.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the new advice now. Just keep bringing the information in, and then wait a couple of years, and then you'll make some big bucks.
I don't know. But I tell you what. I tell you what. I've had bosses in the past where I said, it ain't worth it. This job ain't worth it. I'm out of here. I mean, what is so difficult of that? What are they're so pitiful they can't get another job? I mean, it's ridiculous. But that's as I said, this is all a small play, a small act in a larger play going on over at Fox. And as I was describing, James Murdoch is the one behind this.
Well, you saw CNN's Allison Camerota today. She was talking about it. Remember, she worked at Fox.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, yeah, there was harassment at Fox. Well, if there was, why didn't you do something then?
Right then.
Why are you talking about it right now?
Well,
I guess she hadn't signed up for the suit yet.
I don't know. Maybe she was an early, I don't know, she was a latecomer or what. But, I mean, if you're going to sit there and take this kind of behavior, what do you expect? I mean, that's... I learned a long time ago that when a girl laughs at your joke, it doesn't necessarily mean she thinks it's funny.
That's when you're in trouble getting dates, Chris.
Well, she may be laughing because she thinks that's what you want to hear, and you'll leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can imagine O'Reilly coming across, what was it he called, the black girl, a chocolate shake or something like that?
Yeah, I know.
And I can imagine
hot chocolate.
And I can imagine her laughing and him thinking that he just made her day, right? And all along, she's seething inside. That's the way it works. Don't ask me why, but that's the way it works.
Why not speak up right then?
Boy, it took me a long time to figure that out, too. I wish I had known it a lot younger in life. Mm-hmm. All right, by the way, so James Lofton has taken this as his leverage, as they talked about it on MSNBC this morning. I called it an opportunity yesterday. The leverage to do what he's always wanted to do, that is to make Fox a more forward-thinking station. And part of all of this is a big deal that they were trying to get through in Europe. You know, they're trying to basically start a network in Europe.
Right.
Well, the EU has to give them approval for that.
And they're very liberal thinking.
And they got to do everything. Exactly.
All right, here we go.
Right. And so the last time they were up for this was during the Obama administration when the phone the tapping scandal came out where it was the Obama administration tapping Merkel and all the others. Why should it be any surprise he tapped Trump? I mean, he was tapping every doggone body. And so that blew the deal for Fox. EU said, stick it.
Right.
All right. Well, now they're back up again.
They want to conform.
And the EU is getting ready to approve or disapprove it again, you see? And here's old O'Reilly. Oh, wow. He's not forward thinking. He's not good for Europe. He ain't going to do. So it's now, once again, the bottom line, you see. Fox never was a conservative channel. It was a money-making channel from the very start. That's what Rupert Murdoch did. That's what he's taught his boys to do. And for some reason, they see socialism as the way to prosperity. The idiots, obviously, or at least James. But that's what's going on here. And O'Reilly got caught up in that, and he ain't the end of it. I'm here to tell you, he's not the end of it. This is just the beginning.
Plus, do you think this is the end of it with just this set amount of women? Not at all. I guarantee there's going to be a whole bunch more up here. The money line's open.
At this point, it doesn't matter. What matters?
No, I mean, it doesn't matter anymore.
What matters is that European deal.
Right.
All right? That's the overriding factor here. And you get that?
I know.
The overriding factor here. So that's what's going on over there. And the way they characterized it at MSNBC, James Lofton. When we talk about Rupert Murdoch's sons okay? These sons are like 65 years old. I mean, they're up there in their own years, right?
Yeah,
and they're thinking of their legacy. The old man started the empire. What are they going to do with it?
Yeah.
You see, that's what's motivating James. And he wants to make it to be something more than the pirate operation his father built. That's the way they say James Lofton sees his legacy.
Oh boy.
Making the Fox and that network empire more than the pirate operation his father built.
I think he's a tough road to go.
I think if you got a job at Fox and you're a conservative, you might want to start looking around.
Yep.
All right, we better take a break. All right. We come back.
Never get back to the contest. Yeah. These people want to win the big prizes.
We got the lines jammed up. We're going to get to
prize.
That. And we're going to tell you what the first gal pal Val said about election night. We'll be right back.
Who cares?
It's funny stuff.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. At Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise, starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise, starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello.
Welcome back to the Sexual Harassment Hour. Isn't that, I mean, how could you even, how if you wanted to sing this song to some woman?
I was crying
over you. That's what we sing when guys play golf. You know, they have a lousy shot. Crying.
Yeah, well, they were crying over to the White House on the evening of November 8th, the morning of November the 9th. And according to the first gal pal Val, they did not see it coming. I'll tell you more about what she said this morning. But we got to get back to our contest lines. Tim, you're up next. How you doing this evening?
Good evening, gentlemen.
All right,
how
Tim.
How you doing, Tim?
All right. So in order to play Kim.
Little Kim.
Little Kim, you really have to hate Trump.
Okay.
I mean, you've just got to hate Trump.
That includes good. A big part of Hollywood, so you got a lot of choices.
Right? Yeah.
So I say Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie.
That's good. She could shave her head. You know, leave a couple of spikes there.
Right. She's got it all.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
She's got it all. And then for Assad and his wife, Boris and Natalie Natasha from Bullwinkle.
From Rocky and Bullwinkle show.
Boy.
Boris and Natasha. That's right.
That's pretty good.
There you go, guys.
I like
that. That'll wrap it up.
Yeah, very good, Tim.
End the contest now.
All right. You're on fire.
Hey, Rocky. All right.
Yeah, look at that.
Good job, Tim. Excellent. Excellent. Thanks. That's the idea.
Isn't it great how they extract these different thoughts and ideas from anywhere?
Yeah,
cartoon
like that.
Characters, dead, alive.
That
everywhere.
Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon, man. That's one of the best ever. All right. They think the Simpsons are good.
Ha!
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Steve, you're up next. Thanks for calling, Steve.
Mike.
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Go ahead.
Pretty good.
Good, good.
Originally for Tim, I was thinking about John Kerry. I mean, but then I liked Gary Busey.
Gary
Busey,
All those,
for little
out.
Kim.
All those teeth,
little choppers. We'll give him a haircut.
All right, okay. How about Assad and his wife?
George Clooney and his wife Mila, or whatever her name is.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
I thought I read in the Inquirer they were getting a divorce. Was that somebody else? I don't know. No. Yeah. All right, so George Clooney and Mila, right.
You know when they
thanks, Steve.
Chris, you know when they forgot?
Make sure we got your phone number. What's
you
that?
You haven't heard Uma Amadeen. She could fit in as Assad's wife,
right? There you go.
A little, and where were we?
She could maybe even be Assad.
And if we could fatten up the wiener man.
All right, let's see what Pierce has to say. This is Pierce Outlaw. Hey, Pierce, how you doing? Hey, Pierce, you there?
Hey, I'm here.
There you go. All right.
Gentlemen, it is my distinct honor to address you this evening. Mike stole some of my thunder.
Oh, no.
But for Kim Jong-un, I was thinking Wee Man from the Jackass series.
Oh, good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one.
All right.
For Assad, his lookalike, brother from another mother, Urban Meyer.
Oh, boy, now we're going to the coaching ranch. Yeah,
he
you're not kidding, and that
like
is
him.
True.
I swear to God, you are so right
about
that.
That was
real
good.
I'm telling you.
That's bonus points, but you can't win, Pierce.
Yeah.
That's bonus points.
All right, go ahead.
That's real good.
Of course, and for Mrs. Assad, Uma Abedin, of course.
I can't believe I hit his one right on.
Old Uma Abedin.
Uma,
I tell you what, that Urban Meyer, they are
dead ringers. Really good. They are.
They could have been twins.
Urban C., maybe he'll be on CNN. Who knows?
All right, Pierce. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
That was good, Pierce.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate
imagine,
it.
Though, that the mind thought that he had Uma Abedin the minute I thought of Uma Abedin.
No, he had it first. That's why
you
got
right.
it.
Oh, well, yeah, I read it off the screen.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't up there. By the way, Pierce will be with us tomorrow night, Patriot Home Funding Fridays. And if you got mortgage needs they, or know someone who does, they're the
and
guys.
Rates have really backed off. I'm telling you, this is the time.
Now's the time to act, and inventory is scarce. Janice is next. Hey, Janice, how you doing this evening? Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Hello, Janice.
Janice.
Hello?
All right, 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the contest. Let's try one more time. Janice, are you with us? Okay, we hear some static. We'll try to work on that. We'll take a break here. No, I tell you what, let's get Willie's. Let's try Willie. Willie, are you there? Janice?
Am.
Okay, Willie, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
For your show.
We appreciate
y'all. And for our leader of North Korea, I would do Peter Lorre.
Good.
Peter Lorre.
That's good.
And then maybe for the Assad regime, maybe LBJ and Lady Bird.
LBJ.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
Lady Bird.
Yeah. That's a good one. He's going back in time for these.
LBJ, he was a bit of a you-know-what himself, that's for sure. And responsible for a lot of people being killed, too.
Oh,
all right. Hey, thank you, Willie. God bless you, man.
You're welcome.
Excellent. All right. Excellent. Let's try Janice one more time before we take a break. Janice.
Hi, guys.
Hey. How you doing, girl? How you doing?
Okay. I love your show. I just have to say, for Kim Jong-un, it would have to be Sam Kinison.
No, you can't say Sam Kinison without going, Sam Kinison!
But that, oh, my God, that is a good one, yeah.
All right, for Assad and his wife?
That would have to be Rodney Dangerfield because he gets no respect either.
Okay.
And if there's a woman in the world that gets no respect with him, would have to be Maxine Waters.
Dangerfield and Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful combination, Janice.
Oh, boy. Right. Hey, thanks, Janice. And thanks for your persistence. We appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of the American Answer.
Sam Kinison.
Live
show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. France's presidential candidates have expressed their solidarity with police forces following the shootings of three officers in Paris. The 11 candidates were appearing on a television program ahead of the first round of voting in the two-part election when the attack that left one officer dead happened Thursday night. Conservative contender François Fillon said on France 2 television that he was canceling his planned campaign stops on Friday. Far-right candidate Marine Le Pen took to Twitter to offer her sympathy for law enforcement officers once again targeted. Centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron offered his thoughts to the family of the dead officer. Socialist Benoît Hamon tweeted his full support to police against terrorism. The first round of the presidential race in France is scheduled on Sunday. The other two top contenders will advance to a runoff on May 7th. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Trump HQ. The U.S. fighting gangs coming across our borders.
But the MS-13 is a particularly violent gang, and it does need to be stopped, and we can do it.
Illegals across our southern border, down 70%.
We're going to go after them. We can defeat those gangs.
If we have someone who has entered illegally, it is simply a gang member, but a gang member of MS-13, is that grounds to prioritize their case and remove them?
Yes.
Your answer for what's next?
is here.
Trump HQ.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday. That means it's Contest Thursday here on The American Adversaries.
This is a battle, Chris. I mean, this is Battle Royale. I mean, there are some terrific ones. I'll tell you, that fellow Pierce, when he came in with Urban Meyer, I mean, he really does look like Assad, doesn't he?
He does indeed.
And he probably coaches as rough as Assad.
Wow. Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, I don't know about that because, you know, he... You know, Aaron Hernandez, you saw,
right,
of course,
right.
That.
Former Gator.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he played when Urban Meyer was the coach there.
Right.
And
right.
Evidently he was a handful there, and Meyer let him get away with stuff that maybe I don't think Joe Paterno would have let him get away with. Right?
I remember, I know, Joe was a total disciplinarian. I mean, no one would escape his discipline. Doesn't matter who you were.
Right.
Doesn't mean a thing.
And as a result, the people that he graduated out of that school were much better prepared for society, right?
Yeah, they weren't sitting in jail.
Right. And by the way, you know, Jose Baez was who was representing him and actually got him acquitted of the most recent murder charges, a double murder.
Double murder, right.
Right. And then he shows up dead. Now, Baez is saying that it wasn't suicide. It could not have been suicide. He was just acquitted of crimes. The chances of appealing his conviction that he was in prison for are very good. Why would he do it? Guilt.
Yeah.
Guilt is why he did it. See, he knew he shouldn't have been acquitted. See, but he's different than Casey Anthony. See, Casey Anthony, she got no conscience. She got no guilt. She don't feel anything other than that she got off.
Yep.
Right? Aaron Hernandez, there was something in him. He couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And he wrote on his forehead John 3:16, and hung himself.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. Prison guards would not have been able to go into his cell and hang him involuntarily without there being a whole lot of signs of a struggle.
Without a doubt, because he was a physical beast.
And he had blocked his cell door, or tried to block his cell door from the inside in case someone discovered him.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he killed himself, and he did it out of guilt because he knew he killed people, and he got off for it.
Well, you know, OJ gets out. Oh, that's right. You don't think he's going to get off July 1st?
I'll be surprised if he gets paroled. Yeah, I'll be surprised if he gets paroled.
We got a bet for Martini.
I hate to say it because he's another one who seems to have no guilt or very little.
Yeah,
assuming he did those crimes.
Assuming he did. Now, that's the controversy there. Watch those series, Chris.
Yeah, well, the blood
watch
drops.
Watch those
led
series.
The blood drops led
I know,
to his bedroom.
But all his right. first son, I don't know.
All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. You got another segment to get your contest entries in. We got a lot of good ones in, but you still may have the winner. We have a number of times had the last one or two entries.
It's amazing. I know. I just say they sit out there and try to put it all together.
Maybe
right?
They're laying low, but you need to get in this segment of the show, because in the final segment of the show coming up here in just a little bit, we will decide the winner. And by the way, the winner last week was a fellow by the name of Rick. Not the Rick who entered earlier today, but another fellow Rick who came in at the last minute.
Right.
So, but don't wait to the very last minute because you may not be able to get through. 407-774-8255. You will win if you win tonight. A $20 gift card to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd. And by the way, if you got a Mercedes-Benz or BMW now, you will find nobody better suited to take care of that car and you and your wallet in the process.
JerrysMB.com. Take your car for a checkup if you're going to buy one.
That's right. And by the way, Cafe Positano, they can do banquets. They do parties. You know, graduations are coming up. Great place to spend a graduation party over
there. We're going to do something there soon.
And we are. We're going to do something special for our sponsors and our members of our American Adversaries Army, an exclusive.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, Cafe Positano phone number, 407-774-8080. And they do have takeout. And you can make reservations. And entertainment live Thursday through Saturday nights. And you'll win. That's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Then you're going to get a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick Brown. And by the way, Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs and Oviedo at the Tuscaloosa and Aloma. Trivia contest every Saturday night.
I mean, they're expanding. It's so big. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Get there early to get a table. Then that's just that we're still
just the beginning.
Started.
I mean, the money rolling
then you get
out.
The life size cutout of your favorite person from Janice and Dino Rentos, Dino Rentos Studios. Once again, it's party season,
you
wedding
pick
season.
Anybody you want? How about Little Kim? No,
you want it? Maybe make him make a target practice.
Oh yeah, that's right. Take him out on the range.
There you go,
Little Kim.
All right, and once again, it is that time of year when people are planning parties and weddings and all kinds of things. And they got everything you need to make that occasion a special event. And believe you me, you will not spend a lot of money. You'll spend less with them than you will elsewhere. DinoRentosStudios.com.
You know, they do then, those frontages on your house, too, for special
yeah,
parties.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Signage, you got it. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get a free massage for two in the Panasonic massage chairs, the state-of-the-art latest thing. And that is in the Serenity Room at the Relax and Comfort Store in Winter Park Village, complete with music, privacy, and a gift basket with goodies in it from their neighbors in the
what
village.
What type of music? Can we select our music, Chris, or is it forced on us?
I reckon you can pick what you want.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, I'm going with country western.
All right. And then to top it off, a free session in the cryotherapy unit at Chill Cryo Sauna.
Yep.
And once again, whether you're healthy or you got nagging ailments, joint pains, mm-hmm. arthritis, if you're overweight, if you got cellulite,
mm-hmm.
if you just want to look younger, Chill Cryo Sauna, that's the place. And all of that together is a prize package that's huge. Over $400 in value.
Imagine your
day. Won't get it anywhere else.
You go to the chill place, right? You feel good. Then you jump over, get a massage. Then you head over to, our
Cafe Positano,
get smashed. Oh, no, no. I mean, that's spaghetti. This could be a great day.
And come up with a photograph of somebody that you can get a life-size
That's exactly right.
Maybe Pasquale Barba.
This could be a day of wonder.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right, so 407-774-8255 is the number. Who would play Kim Jong-un in a TV series, and who would play Bashar al-Assad, and who would play his wife?
Whoa.
Come up with those three, and you may be the winner tonight. All right, Barack Obama, of course, was not the winner on the night of November 8th, the morning of November 9th, mm-hmm. as we called it right here in the Relax and Comfort Studios. And by the way, you can go to our website or visit our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com and hear how we called it on election night. And that was described this morning on MSNBC by the first gal pal, Val Jarrett, who is still the first gal pal, Val, because she lives with the Obamas in Washington, D.C.
Behind the wall.
Behind the wall. Exactly. She says that they did not see it coming. It was gut-wrenching. And it was very difficult for them to deal with. They had to take the philosophical look and take the long view of things. And she did say some things, I think, that Donald Trump could actually relate to. That when Barack Obama, when Barack Obama was elected, he too was elected as a change candidate.
Right, but in certainly a different direction.
Right, but both, he shares that quality.
Mm-hmm. He is a change candidate.
Different
without
directions.
A doubt.
But in Obama's case, it was to reform America, and Trump's case, it's to rebuild America, all right? But both were elected as change candidates, and both, according to Valerie Jarrett, she didn't describe what Trump is experiencing, but in describing what Obama experienced, it sounded a whole lot like what Trump is experiencing, and that is that people in Washington, D.C. don't want nothing to do with change. They don't care what it is, where it comes from, or where it's going. They don't want it at all, period, zip. Zero, nada.
Did she say that?
She did.
Wow.
I'm using my words.
Yeah, well, she understands it very clearly.
She said that Washington is in a stranglehold by entrenched special interests who are afraid of change.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
They're afraid to lose their money. That's what they're afraid of.
The gravy train.
I mean, I'm all entrenched in there. I got my set deal, and you don't come around.
See, and so they resisted Obama. Now they're resisting Trump, and it has nothing to do with Trump.
Politics.
Right. It's
money.
All about the corrupt way of life that has become the way of life in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And they don't want nothing to do with having anything to do with changing it.
I'm surprised she made that statement.
This is why I think they got a lot of politicians have a problem with Trump going out of Washington, D.C. And there was a caller, I think it was Mike Gallagher's show again this morning, about Joni Ernst. And what gall. You know, she's complaining about Trump going to Mar-a-Lago. How many days in April did Trump
take
work?
Off? Yeah, but
and
I know.
How many
he works
days
every
did
day.
They work? Yeah, right. He's been working every day, and they've had the last 2 weeks
and
off.
And this is the beginning of a guy's term.
And
come
she,
on.
And she has the gall to question him.
Right.
By the way, before he became president, he spent just about every weekend in Mar-a-Lago. He is going to do that. And that is good.
I agree.
It gives him a chance to unwind, get away from the BS that is Washington, D.C., and as far as these foreign dignitaries, keep them away from Washington, D.C.
I think they love it, honestly.
I think they love it, and I think it's a far better environment for getting stuff done.
Yep.
All right, speaking of getting stuff done, we got another contest entry. It is Alfred. We want to hear your entry, too. 407-774-8255 is the number. You only got about 5 minutes yet to get in. Alfred, how you doing this evening? Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right,
welcome.
Alfred.
Thank you.
All right, for the roly-poly and...
the roly-poly.
Yeah, Podesta.
John Podesta.
Yeah, Podesta, yep.
Okay.
And for Bashar... That new director of the DNC, Perez.
Oh, Tom Perez, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Perez.
Yeah.
And Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep would be a good wife.
Yeah.
For sure. That's a real good one.
Yeah. Meryl Streep. She could pull it off.
Yeah.
Sure enough. Hey, great.
All right.
Great job, Alfred.
Thank you. God bless you both.
Yeah.
Same to you. Same
to you,
brother.
I think I'd have
moved
John Podesta over. To as being Bashad. You know what I mean? Because he's taller.
Yeah, but it's...
Perez is a little...
I get it. He's insulting.
But
me,
I get it. It was good. But I'll tell you, that Meryl Streep was really a strong one.
All right. That's the idea.
Yeah,
we still have
good.
Room for some more contest entries, but you got to get in this segment of the show because we will choose the winner in the final segment of the show coming up here in just a few minutes. She also said that what she and the Obamas are going to be doing is concentrating on gender and criminal justice reform and civil rights. And they're looking actively for the next generation of politicians to follow up. Which,
you know,
if they're
looking
I'm looking now,
for the next generation of engineers, mathematicians, scientists, and doctors. I'm not looking for social workers.
It just goes to show, though, how behind the eight ball they are, that they're just now looking for the next generation. Yeah. The next generation should already be there, right? By the way, they are not looking in Washington, D.C. for the next generation. They
don't
are
tell
looking,
me Iowa.
They're looking around the country for Democrat veterans, Democrat sheriffs, primarily, to be their up-and-coming generation and millennials, because this is what they view as
they
electable.
Can have, though. They can have the cupcake millennials. I'm going to take the tough guy millennials.
But look at what they're doing, right? They're not looking
beyond
their
perception.
It's not who is the best representative of Democratic ideology, their Democrat is in the party.
Right.
Who is the best representative of the liberals? No, it's who can we get elected?
Mm-hmm.
And then old Mika this morning asked as one of the final questions of Valerie Jarrett, would you send a message to Barack Obama for me? Could you ask him to please come back and save the party?
Oh, please.
No, I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah, because
look
guess
at what?
What?
Look at what he's done.
He'll destroy
to the party.
Him. Yep.
They're just now beginning to figure out that he is destroyed. Well
she
still,
doesn't sound like she figured it out.
I take that back. They still haven't discovered that he has destroyed the party.
Let's
look
party.
At the state houses, the state legislatures, the Congress, now the White House. 6.5 years ago, I said in this studio when we started this show, if the man was in here, Barack Obama, I'd grab him by the shoulders, yank him up to my face, and kiss him right on the lips because he was going to destroy the liberal movement. Bring him back by all means.
Well, he's be a political. Political MVP, Chris. You know what I mean?
He'll do far more damage behind the scenes than he'll ever do in front of the cameras.
We better get to these. Look at this.
All right, I tell you what.
Okay, we got to run it strong.
We'll
now.
Take the break. We come back. We'll get
Danny,
the contest entries who are
Jeff.
On the line. Danny, Joe, Jeff, and anybody else who grabs that last line, you will be entered into the contest. Then we will choose the winner tonight, right here. Please
live.
Stick around for that. Coming up next.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us. And that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces or arches or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com. We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Okay, we're back, and we're back to the contest lines. Let's get them all in. Danny is up next.
Okay,
Danny,
a quick
how you
run
doing?
Here, Danny.
How you doing, Danny? Thanks for calling.
What do you got?
Timmy's going to be Chunk from The Goonies.
Oh.
Okay.
For some reason, whenever I see him, he reminds me of Chunk from The Goonies.
Chunk, yep, got it.
And then Assad and his wife are going to be either one of the brothers and the mother from The Goonies.
The Goonies brother and mother.
Yeah. That's pretty cute.
Yeah. All right.
I could just see Kim Jong-un just sitting there going, do the truffle shuffle. Do it.
Yeah.
I can see it too.
That's
all
good.
All right, Danny. Very good. Very good.
Very good, Danny.
Visuals. Appreciate that. That's the idea. Okay.
I like it.
We got to move on, though. Joe is up next. Joe, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Doing good. Long time caller, first time listener. Okay. You know, I was thinking for little Kimmy Jong-un, who, whatever his name is, it would be Getty Watanabe. I don't know if you recall that actor.
No, I don't.
We don't, Joe.
Well, he was in a lot of movies with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And for Ashad, Tim Robbins, because he's tall and lanky.
Tim Robbins, yeah. Okay.
And his wife, well, because he's got a pretty hot wife. I would use Alicia Silverstone.
Silverstone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. We got
that's it.
All right,
thanks,
Joe.
Appreciate
thanks for
it.
Stopping by.
All right. Jeff is up next, and then Diane will be the final entry tonight.
Yeah.
Jeff, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing well. I'm going to pick for Kim Jong-un Robert De Niro.
De Niro. Ooh. Yeah, I like
and
that.
For Assad, I'm going to pick Andy Dick. I just needed to pick a dick to play Assad.
Okay.
And then for the wife, I'm going to pick Ashley Judd.
Ashley.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, that's
You're
good.
In. You're
Thank
in.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. So that brings us to Diane.
Hi.
Hey, Diane. Hey. How you doing?
I'm fine. You guys are crazy.
We try to be.
Diane, we're waiting for you to be crazier. You
got
the last
Mine
shot.
Mine are not crazy, though. I think for Assad, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. Yeah, that's a good
and
one.
And for his wife, Michelle Sarah, what is her name? Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sure, yes, yep.
Yeah.
Sarah Michelle,
And
yeah.
then for the little crazy man, Will Sasso.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
Will Sasso.
From Mad TV.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. All right. I'm not good on
names. You know, no one ever said Alfred E. Newman. When you think about that, you know, she just
who would
wrote
that be?
From Man Magazine.
No, I know.
I know.
Who would he be?
He would be Little Kim.
Oh, no.
I like him.
He doesn't have the ears for it. Hey, Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
Make sure we got your phone number.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Very competitive tonight,
yeah,
Chris.
Well, I wish we could keep going, but time constraints mean we have to choose a winner now. And we always start with the marathon man. So, Nick, do we have anybody else on the line?
No, that's it.
Okay, so who won?
I think our first one was the strongest. I'm going with Demetra.
Oh, Demetra. Nick! That's exactly what I was going to say.
Wow.
Did you hear me talk about this?
No,
you
didn't.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I like Demetra. I like Roy's because he pulled in Porky Pig. But
I do. Roy's was good. I mean, there were some really good ones.
But you know what? There was.
I liked Urban Meyer, but he's out.
Yeah, that's Pierce.
That was good, though.
It was a good one. And there was a couple of others in here that I really liked. Demetra, yeah. I liked, Janice with Sam Kinison, Rodney Dangerfield, and Maxine Waters, Steve.
That's a nice combination.
With Gary Busey and the Cloonies.
Yep.
But I'll make it unanimous. Demetra is the winner. Congratulations.
This is the first time we've had
Demetra.
A unanimous. This is really big time.
Chris Farley as Kim Jong-un.
Yep.
Bill O'Reilly as Bashar al-Assad, and Megyn Kelly as his wife.
Very original.
All right. All great entries.
That was really good.
All great entries tonight. I wish every one of you could have won.
But there'll be the same amount of prizes next week.
Yeah, I tell you what. And you know Frank's was good again,
Frank's always good. I mean, he's right there at the top. He's hovering around. He's about the score.
Randy Quaid and then the Streisands.
Right.
James and Barbara.
No, I know. I know.
James Brolin and Barbara Streisand. Yep. So, all right. It was a lot of fun. And thank you for participating. We really do appreciate it. And we'll be doing it again next week. Yeah. And as the Rays schedule goes, next week they're actually off. So we'll have the full 2 hours again. Yeah. And we won't have to worry about what to do with, they interrupt the airwaves portion of our show. But once again, we're still looking for one of you Red Nation Rising radio listeners out there. Unless one of these was and they just didn't identify themselves. But we'll certainly make the prize package worth your while should you not live in the area here. Or, of course, with this prize package, you might just want to take a trip to the area
I was
here.
Say, Chris, I mean, you know, the $125
cutout.
Cutout itself. Wow.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Okay, so once again, thank you so much for participating in the contest and even more importantly for listening to the program. We really do appreciate that. And also, if you would, vote for us in the survey that is being conducted. And I always forget the name of this survey. It is the Best of Orlando survey. You'll find it on our Facebook page. Just scroll down until you see the Best of Orlando survey.
Now, how long does this
and
go on?
To the end of this month. You can go to the talk radio category and write in American Adversaries, please. And we really would appreciate that. And you can vote often, so please do.
You might be able to get more prizes.
That's right. Yes,
the package just gets bigger and bigger.
The person who votes the most will win.
We got a real good prize for you.
Right. Okay.
We're the Chicago guys.
Yeah. Once again, there was another terrorist attack in Paris today. One police officer shot dead, two others wounded. The perpetrator had an AK-47. In a country where you're not supposed to be able to get that sort of thing. Donald Trump also addressed the Iranian deal today because Rex Tillerson made some comments about it yesterday. The comments were that it appears as though they are quote-unquote complying, but that there is going to be a strict review of not only the deal, but our policy with Iran.
And our young lady in the UN was out there today banging away.
That's
too,
right.
So very
and,
good.
And Donald Trump said today, we will deal with Iran. And the way Rex Tillerson put it, he said, this administration has no intention of passing the buck on Iran to the next administration.
Don't you have to love his poker face? He's good. Just watch how he expresses himself. He's good.
These guys are bringing law and order to our world, not just the United States of America, but they're going to make international law mean something again. And we're going to be right here to witness it and talk about it, and we hope you'll be with us as well. Once again, please check us out on Facebook and like us if you do. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Please vote at the Best of Orlando survey. Also, check out our website, which we're getting ready to change, but that's not going to affect you. That's AmericanAdversaries.com, and that address will stay the same. And also, stick around. Larry Elder is coming up next, and I can't wait to hear his show.
I know, because he's been blocked by baseball a lot.
Yep, no baseball tonight. The Rays won this afternoon. They swept
the Detroit Tigers.
Swept them out of the trop.
Great hitting.
All right. Well,
three home runs.
We're out of here for tonight. See you tomorrow night. Night, everybody.